But of course, Holmes did not know himself. At any rate, this person has or has had a special place in Brother Emmanuel's heart, Holmes said. It could be his mother at a young age or perhaps a lost love. It may be the reason for his entry into the monastery. You mean, I suggested, that this woman may have died and this was the reason for Mr. Taylor to seek an answer from God? That's a possibility, Holmes replied. But it's also possible that their ways parted in some way. She might have also called off an engagement or something like that, but this is pure speculation and won't take us any further. We need to find out who she is or was. A rather difficult undertaking, I attested, because Brother Emmanuel deliberately kept this image hidden from the other friars. If he hasn't shown the picture to anyone, no one will be able to identify this young lady. Holmes thought briefly, because my objection was, of course, justified. Finally, he said, "We will ask Brother Francis. After all, as abbot, he was the one who took in Brother Emmanuel. Perhaps he has told him some things about his past life before he entered the convent, or a little from his pre-monastic life. He will be available to speak to us soon." In fact, the hall slowly filled with the friars who gathered for their supper. Everyone marched past us again in loose order. Brother Michael winked at Lestrade, and the vicar nodded in order.